News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Girls as young as seven feel they're being held to different beauty standards than boys, according to a new survey by Girl Guiding. The findings reveal many young girls are becoming increasingly self-conscious about their looks. A significant number are considering cosmetic procedures to fix their insecurities. Psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley is with us. Morning, Stella.
Hello there.
That's very worrying that kids as young as seven are feeling that there's something not right with them, to the point at which they might want to do something about it.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary kind of paradox that the more you tell somebody they're gorgeous, the more that they kind of check themselves to see if they are gorgeous. And there's so many photos everywhere on Facebook, obviously, and Instagram and places, that the kids are more than ever being told, you're gorgeous, stunning, aren't you pretty, aren't you gorgeous, aren't you beautiful? And girls get it way more than boys. Boys tend to be told, you're a big, strong boy, or aren't you a brave boy? Aren't you a great boy? Well, girls are almost reflexively told they're stunning or they're beautiful or they're pretty or they're, you know, gorgeous. And it's pretty relentless. So the message they're getting from like an incredibly young age, like if you looked at photos today of babies, the comments underneath will be the girl is gorgeous, beautiful, stunning, going to grow up to be beautiful, very, very pretty. All of those words are constantly being ladled on them. And as a result, they naturally, because they're human, start thinking about their looks because society has told them that their looks is the most important part of them. And like I say, boys don't get it quite as much. Boys aren't told all day, every day that they're handsome. Yeah. They are but told it, but they're told lots of other things.
Yeah, as well. But there's no badness in it, Stella. I mean,
no!
If I'm saying to my daughter, you look lovely in that, or
yeah,
you look really pretty today, I'm not setting her up for failure, but
no.
Is society doing it?
It's the relentlessness of it. It's the combination of everybody commenting on it. If you follow me, if all day today people said to you, you're looking well, you're looking well, God, you're looking well, you're looking well, you'd by the end of it be thinking...
Never happens to me, by the way, and not even close.
But part of it would, you'd start becoming more vain. You'd start looking in the mirror, thinking, God, I must be looking well. But you'd also start becoming anxious about it, if you follow me. And so it's a two-way thing that happens. It's meant incredibly well. It's basically the compliment you give to your friends who have kids, that their girls are gorgeous. It's a reflexive comment, but the actual net result is, you know, an extraordinary pressure from society that they should be gorgeous. We don't mean it, but it's inadvertent, but it's really quite damaging. If you want to look at the kind of mental health of teenage girls, look at the rates of anorexia, look at the rates of all the kind of, you know, self-harming behavior and anxiety that they have. They're complimented to the ends of the earth, but they're not actually working very well. You'd be much better off saying, let me see the picture you're doing. Oh, that's a pretty dress. Oh, look at your runners, they light up. Oh, aren't you a brave girl doing this or whatever? Much more healthy to comment on what they're actually doing than their looks.
Is that what we should do? So, I mean, I'm as a parent of a 10-year-old, I'm kind of conscious of this. So that, you know, when she's doing sport, I'm focusing on her performance in the match or at training or whatever the case is. That's nothing to do with her looks. Should we be doing more of that as opposed to saying, oh, you look pretty in that?
Yeah, much more. So whatever, let's say the kid is in front of you, but whatever they're doing, they might be drawing a picture, they might be kind of in the middle of doing a cartwheel or, you know, their swings, or you might ask them what do they like doing. If you want to engage with them, we just often do it without, a little bit mindlessly. But if we could take the pressure off girls and their looks, stop telling them they're so pretty all the time for starters, and start pointing out, maybe, like I say, you might point out the pretty dress, you might point out their colourful tights, their shoes, or anything that's kind of a little bit away from them rather than how beautiful they are. Because there's something about that value that is pretty stressful.
Where that confidence is being eroded as well is not necessarily somebody saying to a child, you're pretty. It's what they're watching, and unfettered access in many cases to social media. And, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. I mean, the further down that rabbit hole you go, the less connection the parents have to it because they mightn't understand it. But they're being exposed to some pretty toxic stuff there from people who would be considered influencers.
Oh my God, yeah, it's relentless. It's not only been told they're pretty like 25 times a day, but it's also been exposed to visuals all day, every day. And an awful lot of the visuals are about looks. And I'm afraid boys are going to, are now following girls into that kind of rabbit hole. And it's not healthy, where it's all about the look. It's all about the branding. It's the Instagram kind of vibe.
Yeah, and well, I mean, I'm just taking my own experience. When I was a young fella, the only time you'd say, "Jesus, look at your man," would be the statue of David that was in the history book. We weren't exposed to fellas with chiselled six packs, whereas now they're everywhere. You can't move for chiselled six packs, and as a result, then I can only imagine how the young fella who, like me, wasn't exactly muscular or knocking it out of the park would feel.
It's a tragedy because actually, you know, boys had the freedom to be unself-conscious. Most boys, not all of them, most of them were quite unself-conscious. And girls were often riddled with anxiety about their looks back when I was growing up. Now the boys have followed the girls and everybody's riddled with anxiety about their looks. Yeah. It's very unfortunate we went like the boys followed the girls didn't follow the boys. The upshot is there's a massive emphasis on looks and vanity, like the royal road to anxiety is vanity. And so we have to be very, very careful about kind of emphasizing looks because it doesn't make us feel better. It might give you a shot of kind of happiness in the second, but the long-term feeling of vanity tends to lead to anxiety. You're checking yourself all the time and that's not a happy life.
Last question. If a child comes to you and says, "I'm not happy with my nose or I need to do something, my legs are too short," how should a parent deal with that?
Yeah, try to hold it lightly if at all possible. You know what I mean? None of us are happy with everything and move it on into a distraction, into something kind of much more lighthearted. Do you follow me? You have a gorgeous nose. But anyway, we don't want to get too obsessed with how we look because that doesn't make us feel happy. We'd be much more better off thinking about what will make you happy today. And sometimes when you're bored or when you're thinking too much, you'll start seeing faults. And that's not a good way to go. So let's be busy today.
Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. Good advice as always. Thanks very much for joining us on Newstalk Breakfast. 087 1400 106. Are you a parent who has had to deal with this? Or how have you dealt with it? More importantly, when a child comes to you with something they've seen on TikTok or Instagram that they think is the standard they should hold themselves to. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.